Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. The death tax has resulted in a division or sale of a lot of family farms and ranches due to that heavy burden shouldered by the heirs of the deceased loved ones. Ag Commissioner Todd Staples has news about the new estate tax agreement that could lessen that impact.
Many times the heirs of an agricultural property are forced to sell or subdivide their land due to the dreaded death tax. According to our friends at the Texas Farm Bureau, if recent changes had not been enacted by Congress, a 55% rate would have ensued, placing really a bullseye on the backs of almost every Texas farmer and rancher. It also likely would force their heirs out of business. Fortunately, Congress stepped up to the plate and won a victory for the hardworking agricultural families of Texas.
So what are the benefits and how long will they last?
Well, the agreement extends the previous Bush era $5 million exemption for individuals and $10 plus million exemption for married couples. That will cover the assets of most Texas agricultural landowners. The main benefit is that these provisions are permanent. The exemption provided in the agreement is indexed for inflation and allows a stepped-up basis to allow heirs to mitigate significant increases in farm values. While the tax rate did rise from 35% to 40%, there are still significant advantages for Texas and Texas agriculture families planning for the future.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with the Texas Commissioner of Agriculture. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.